Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep. So,
he had no idea. I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream. This is life on the field, beyond 100 yards. A hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The six-ring cane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Going on, everybody. Welcome back. It is man, we were just saying it off the air. Jesus, it's been a long day.
It'll come to you before the show's over.
Eventually. Yeah, it's only 2.5 weeks left. We've got some real football coming up as the Canes take on the Florida Gators. So really excited about that. But listen, we've got a couple of things to break down this week. Okay, we've got the most important position of all.
Waterboy?
We haven't talked about yet, and that's the special teamers, all right? The guys that are going to win us some games this year. Hopefully not too many. Hopefully we don't have to rely on the special teams as far as kicking game is concerned to win us some field goals. Hopefully we're kicking everybody's ass. But listen.
Ideally.
If we need it, we've got the best in the business, right? So – we're going to break that down. We've also are going to talk about camp, a little camp update, see how practice is going, see if there's any surprises out there, anybody that this young man has seen that he likes. And we'll be speaking with Gio Milian in just a moment as well. We've got him coming on the show in the next 5-10 minutes, so we'll talk to him about what's going on at practice and, you know, what he's liking so far. And, you know, listen, we're not going to end the show without show and tell, okay? We need a little technology, so we'll definitely get a little show and tell going. But before we get that going, Blue, you know, you typically got a show before this, and I know you've been going through, you know, been doing a lot of things lately with high school football, but, you know, you're a big Canes guy also. You love the program. You love Mario and everything else. How excited are you that we're only 2.5 weeks away from, you know, this season that with such high expectations, anticipation for what could potentially be a playoff run? The AP poll just came out. We're ranked 19th in the AP poll before the season starts.
One guy voted us 6.
One guy voted us as number 6?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Do you know who it was?
Hold on. I'll pull it up. Give me a second.
That's the guy I voted for breakdancing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to be drug tested.
By the way, by update on that, it will not be coming back to 2028.
Baseball will.
Yes.
Baseball and flag football.
I know flag football. It's going to be interesting.
Flag football is going to be cool. Yeah.
I have. They're going to use the NFL guys like Mahomes and stuff.
I don't know, but I happen to have a friend that plays for Team USA flag football. He's a local guy down here in Miami. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Those guys. I mean, I know the NFL guys would love to play in that, but I'll tell you what. If you put those guys up against some of the NFL guys, they'll give them a run for the money, if not beat them. It's a whole different game. It's a whole different game. And the way that those guys move without pads on and stuff like that, it might be fun to watch. I'll tell you.
I hate to see Pat Mahomes throwing the Tyreek Hill. I don't think it'd be fun for anybody.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to catch him there, but it's interesting. It's an interesting sport, and it's fun to watch. So I'm sure.
Well, you know what? Everybody was bitching at the men's basketball team, not pulling away. Let me tell you something. It's going to get worse. Four of the first six picks in the NBA draft this year were not from this country. Three of the first eight last year. So it's going to, there's 82 guys not in the NBA right now that are not from this country. So,
yeah, the basketball is getting better. I feel like the skill gap that once was there is no longer there. And, you know, we still won gold, so I don't know why everybody's bitching. I mean,
well, it's just the way they won, you know. I mean,
no, I know.
South Sudan is like, where's that?
Yeah, I mean,
but the world has caught up. The world has caught up.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Like they and caught up in baseball.
Yeah, that 92 team was playing guys that were post office workers and construction guys, right? Now we're talking about guys that the obviously the Jokers of the world and Wembanyama. And even guys that don't play in the NBA, like Abu Saleh or Ayuba Saleh or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's
like highlight players.
That guy's a stud, man. That guy's a stud. And some of the guys on the German team as well. Some of the guys are former NBA players that play for Spain and Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Schroeder showed out for Germany as well. So I think there was a total of 64 players that played in the NBA that were in this tournament.
Yeah.
In the Olympics all together. That's huge, man.
Wembanyama's going to be a freak for a long time.
It's so odd because I remember when Ubicelli played for the Celtics, and he was not that developed a player as he was on this Olympic team. So I'm glad to see he found his footing somewhere.
Well, he plays for Real Madrid in Spain, and he's been able to develop. Go ahead, Vish. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think the gap is closed, but it's not. It's not. I mean, we've won 5 gold medals in a row, and so I mean,
oh yeah, we're still.
It's more competitive, but it's still not. I mean,
the women are only going to get more potent. That 2028 team,
the women have won.
Paige Beckers and all those guys.
Yeah, the women have won 8 gold medals in a row. So like the gap is closing, but it's not. The games are more competitive. They're still.
What did Diana Taurasi? She won 6 golds. What was she 11 when she first? I thought she was like. Was she, 39 or no, 40?
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, she's – I mean, this
in
is
her 40s, she, I think, yeah.
She came out because she wanted to beat Sue Bird's record, I think. That's what she said. She wanted to get more gold.
Well, they do like – you know, this is the case with all these – because not everyone should play on these teams, right? So they always bring usually someone younger that's, like, not ready yet and also, you know, the senior citizen. So she got the senior citizen call. She actually played some, but like when it came down to the money games, you're gonna roll your. But I mean, that's like always the case. Yeah, I mean, that's always the case. Though you want some of the younger players to get the Olympic experience before they're ready to play. And then also you got to do the ceremonial. Except LeBron was still the he's supposed to be the ceremonial guy, except he's still leading the team and balls running through his hands on every play and all that. That dude's a
crazy
marvel. Unbelievable.
Snoop Dogg stole the show, though, man. He was everywhere.
He was
sitting with sprinters, moms, and dads, and track and swimming.
Yeah. All right. So we got Gio's coming on in a second. Before that, you asked me earlier who voted us 6, so I dug into it. So it was Dylan Sin, who writes for the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette and covers Notre Dame.
Oh well, there you go.
And he voted us six. But we have quite a few top 10 votes. Brett McMurphy voted us 8. Okay. So did some guy covers Utah. I'm trying to see if any of where the big names put us or names I've heard of. I guess Jordan McPherson covers us for the Herald now. I guess because Susan's retired. He had us at 20th. Boo. Where's the hometown discount?
Boo.
Do you all have to be associated?
Is Adam Lichtenstein? Does he?
He didn't have a vote here, so I think they rotate it. But everyone's assigned to a team. So can you guess who Brett McMurphy's team he allegedly covers is?
Clemson.
Nope. It's totally random.
Give us the conference.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, realignment. Okay, it's still okay. Big 12. I'm telling you what conference a team is. It's not as easy.
Oklahoma.
Colorado.
Oklahoma's in the SEC, my friend. That's why.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. You asking what conference? It's not an easy question. Sorry,
Texas,
not Colorado either.
I'll just
tell you all. It's Oklahoma State.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I don't know how he's affiliated with them, but everyone's to be affiliated with the school. So some other, like the Virginia guy has us 9. I'm just looking at who's got us high. LSU's guy has us 10. Who else? Anyone else have us?
What does Florida's guy have him?
How does Florida have a guy? Have they been demoted? I don't think Florida has a guy.
Yeah.
There is someone, Matt Marshall, I guess.
He's in Orlando.
Yeah.
UCF.
They got him tagged as UCF and FSU. Yeah.
I have him on the show a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He has those 15th.
All right.
Which is fair. Fair. He has FSU 9th.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.